Good morning, everybody. I'd like to thank you guys for coming to my talk. I'll be presenting my project on nighttime supplemental lighting and heated hydroponic solution effects on the growth of different lettuce varieties in nutrient film and constant flood table techniques. So first off, I'm going to cover my background, the reasons why I'm doing it, information. Then I'm going to move on to my research objectives. And after that, I'm going to cover my materials and methods in detail. A rather complicated experiment, so it'll be useful. I'm then going to move on to my results and discussion, in which finally after that, I will conclude with what I learned from my project. So there's a large gap in production and consumption of lettuce in Indiana and the Midwest. Of the several million dollars of lettuce consumed in Indiana, only a small portion is actually produced locally. And we found through USDA literature that the majority of lettuce that is imported into Indiana is produced in California and New Mexico, states that have the ability to produce lettuce year-round. We found that it's also due to the cultivation of predominantly commodity crops and a short favorable period available for indoor field production in Indiana, or outdoor field production. In Indiana, the amount of time that's optimal for lettuce growth in outdoors is generally about 4 months out of the year due to our intense winter. Which is why we have the need for greenhouse production. So there's an issue with that. Operation costs are much higher during winter production for hydroponic lettuce. Although it does provide for environmental control and year-round production, there are heating and supplemental lighting costs associated with production, and those costs can significantly lower the profit potential during winter production. For some growers, it's too expensive, so they have to shut down their production over the winter. So our goal is to try and increase the number of growers that can afford to produce year-round. So there are a couple different production systems that they use for these crop yield and and these different production systems have an effect on the crop yield and profit. Popular commercial production systems include NFT, or nutrient film technique, constant flood table, deep water culture, as well as soilless substrate-based culture. Now, although all of these production systems are hydroponic, they have large differences in the amount of volume of nutrient solution that is applied to the plants. And this can vary the production or vary the size and affect the yield of the plants. So not only does production system play a part on crop yield, but so does the individual varieties. So there are many, many different types of varieties of lettuce. We focused on butterhead, leaf lettuce, oak leaf, and romaine varieties for this project. And we found that when we did a screening, there was high variation in lettuce production between varieties. And all of these lettuce varieties were promoted as having similar days to harvest. So despite the similar DTH, we still have high variations, even between green and red. So which takes us to the research objective. So the goal of this study was to study the interactive effects of nighttime supplemental lighting, heated hydroponic solution, and production systems on growth of different lettuce varieties in greenhouse maintained at suboptimal conditions generally observed during the winter. So this is my materials and methods. All of the 8 varieties of plants we used were Lactuca sativa. We had a split pot design with 4 replications, so it was a split pot design. And we had 4 treatments. We had lighting, which included a warm white LED that we had on for 16 hours, starting at 6 p.m., and going on until the morning. And then we had warm purple light LEDs, which were on for a similar amount of time. And we had a treatment with no supplemental lighting. We had nutrient solution temperature, which was heated and unheated. What we found in a preliminary study is that you can actually save money by decreasing the ambient temperature of the greenhouse to suboptimal levels, and then instead of heating the entire greenhouse, adding heating through the nutrient solution, which increases, which has been found in significantly increased growth. Another treatment we had, which we were comparing, was NFT and CFT production systems. And as I stated earlier, we had 8 varieties. The environment that we studied was, or we lowered the ambient temperature to 15.6 degrees Celsius during the day and 10 degrees at night, as well as the average DLI was 4.2 without supplemental lighting. We had these conditions in order to mimic the conditions of a commercial greenhouse in the winter, and so that we could have more complete study. The measurements that we collected from this experiment were the fresh and dry shoot weight. So to get more into detail on our experimental layout, we had 3 supplemental light treatments. So warm white, warm purple, and then no supplemental lighting. But within each supplemental light treatment, we had a heated and unheated nutrient solution reservoir. Now we heated up the nutrient solution reservoir by using a standard aquarium pump, and the nutrient solution reservoirs were about 20 gallons. So each nutrient solution reservoir supplied 4 production systems. So 2 of the production systems were NFT channels, which were on the right. Each channel had held 8 plants, and there were 4 different channels, for a total of 32 plants per reservoir. And then the reservoir also led to 2 deep water channel, or CFT channel, ebb and flow trays. And there were 2 of them, so we had a total of 32 plants for each, for a total of 64 plants per nutrient solution reservoir. And then each reservoir had, or each production system individually had 8 randomly placed varieties. Here is a picture of my experimental layout. As you can see, I have my light treatments up top, heated nutrient solution at the bottom. So on the already, you can see the differences between the heated and the unheated nutrient solution. And then I have 2 different production systems. The black trays are the CFT system, and the NFT channels are the white trays. So this is the spectral composition of the supplemental lighting that was supplied to the plants. For the warm white supplemental lighting, we had peaks at 450 nanometers, 600 nanometers, as well as 660. And then for the warm purple supplemental lighting, we had peaks at 440 as well as 660 for a 20 to 80% blue-red. Which brings us to my results. So there we had 2 significant 3-way interactions, and I'm going to explain those to you. First off, I'm going to ask that we treat this first 3-way interaction as actually 3 2-way interactions, just for ease of understanding. And what we found was that regardless of variety, CFT production system produced higher fresh weight than NFT production systems. And that difference was even higher when you supplied heated hydroponic solution. Now we found that out of all 3 light treatments, the warm purple had the best production of growth and fresh weight, and it was much higher than warm white. And then we found that there was no difference in growth at all, regardless of treatments, when there was no supplemental lighting. And then this is my second significant interaction. Now, I know there's a lot here, but that only includes that's because it includes varieties. So what I did is I highlighted three varieties that I would like you guys to focus on while we talk about it. The green, which is cedar, which is an oak leaf. The red bar represents red sails, which is a leaf lettuce. And the blue bar represents Salanova, which is a romaine. So what we found was, when looking at fresh weight, regardless of nutrient heat or whether or not the heated nutrient solution was heated or not, cedar, red sails, and Salanova had significantly higher growth in the same period of time than other varieties. And this difference was more pronounced in CFT production systems than it was in NFT. And then again, warm purple provided the best growing conditions than warm white. And without supplemental lighting, there was not a good-looking crop. Which brings me to my conclusions. I want you guys to take a second, because you can clearly see the difference in between heated nutrient solution and unheated in all three of the treatments, as well as the effect that the different spectrums of light had. So from my experiment, I was able to find that supplemental lighting and heating are essential to produce an economically viable crop in the winter. Purple spectrum is better than white spectrum for supplemental lighting provided at night, and better crops can be produced using CFT than NFT production systems. And from the data, leaf varieties such as red sails and black-seeded Simpson grew faster and had much higher yield. So they're more preferred for winter production when you're trying to increase yield and produce crops as fast as possible. The longer you have a crop in the production system, the more resources you're using up and the more costly it gets. And then with this, I would like to acknowledge the USDA Crop Block Grant. I want to thank Fluence Lighting for their donation of the LED lights and Gallimas Greenhouse for additional funding. Thank you, and open up for questions. Yes.
Alex, thanks for a good talk.
Thank you.
And that goes for all the students. There's a lot of good talks in here. A couple comments. When you say purple light worked better, it probably is because of the reduced fraction of blue photons.
Mm-hmm.
Because your white light treatment had a lot of blue photons. So when you say purple light works better, it's probably because of the fraction of blue photons.
Okay.
But early on you showed your red leaf and green leaf varieties.
Right.
And we usually figured green leaf always grows better because not so much anthocyanin in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the opposite.
Right.
In the leaf lettuce, the purple leaf variety grew better than the green leaf.
Which was also surprising. I want to account that to red sails. It was one of the largest varieties that I had and grew because I originally done a 24 variety screening. And what we did was when we selected the varieties for this experiment from that, we did the eight best growth, or the eight with the highest yield.
And I guess red sails is barely purple.
Yeah.
Green leaf with some purple flakes.
Yes.
Did you measure a temperature gradient in NFT from the start of the end and possible convective losses?
Yes, we did, actually. Did I measure temperature differences in a gradient from the just NFT or both NFT and CFT?
I was more interested in NFT.
For NFT?
I mean, you can address both, yeah.
In NFT, we found that the difference only changed from beginning to end by a single degree. And in the CFT system, we found that the larger volume maintained heat a little bit more, so there wasn't as much of a change. All right. Thank you. Oh.